This morning, my message is fear or faith. I'm going to take away this because otherwise I'll just lean on it. Leaning on it's not good. It's not good posture, and my wife would tell me off, but she's not here, so she doesn't know. But she has ways of finding things out, doesn't she? fear or faith, what do you carry? There's a lot of fear going around with COVID. It's certainly put a lot of fear, but I don't know about you. There's always things trying to get into your life about fear. The news will tell you need to fear climate change. That's a lot of fear going around. The world's heating up. I think it was 30 years ago the world was cooling down, but now it's heating up. You could fear the economy's going to crash. Well, stock market's going to crash. You could fear your business is going to shut down. You could fear interest rates are going to get out of control. You could fear that you're never going to get a house. You could fear that life would never be the same. When I was growing up, you could fear there was going to be a nuclear war. Do we all remember that? How many people remember growing up going, you know, they thought, you know, Russia and US were going to have a go at each other and we're all going to get exploded, you know. You could fear you're going to run out of toilet paper. That happened last year. People were fearful. What is, you know? You know, this virus is contagious, but I think fear is even more contagious. Fear is very contagious. It doesn't take a lot of fear for it to work into things. I see fear as being similar to yeast. And you know, the Bible talks a lot about yeast getting in. It's one of these things that grows and multiplies and can end up being right through your whole life. And, I think at times we become carriers of fear. Just like you could carry a virus. I'm going to go read about typhoid. Was that what it was? I'm going to go read about that. But things are contagious, but fear is contagious. Or faith is contagious. You carry faith, you pass it on to others. If you carry fear, you'll pass it on to you. Those near you catch what you have. I'm found, no matter what your thing on vaccination is, that it seems to be that there's pockets where people are influenced by whoever the people around them are. So we carry things and we influence them. And, you know, the other week I was getting a whole lot of sort of emails of pastors saying what they're going to do in their church and how we're going to deal with this or how we're going to do this and we should be doing this or we shouldn't be doing this. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, where is it? Just like probably you're going. And we had a staff meeting and we went into the prayer room. And I always like it when we go into the prayer room. And I'm praying in there. And my question that I suddenly asked is, Jesus, where are you? Where are you in this? I sort of went, what side are you on? Where are you? And I felt him say, I'm asleep in the boat. And at first I went, that's a cop-out. You can't be asleep in the boat. That's not fair. You know? But then as I started to meditate, I thought, yeah, it's just a storm. It's just a storm. Jesus is in the boat. The disciples running around trying to do all whatever they're doing. And I thought, yeah, that's us. We're all running around trying to do what we could. But where's Jesus? He's asleep. Why is he asleep? Because he's at peace. And finally he gets up and he says, and I'll actually, let's read it. Let's read it. Matthew 8, verse 23. Then Jesus got into the boat and started across the lake with his disciples. Suddenly a fierce storm struck the lake. We're in a storm. It's got all the characteristics of a storm. One of the characteristics is you can't control it. It's happening all around you. You're not in control. I'm not in control. Whatever's in the storm's in control in some ways. A fierce storm struck the lake with waves breaking into the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up shouting, Lord, save us! We're going to drown! I don't know about you, it is pretty fearful being in a storm, especially when you're in a boat and there's more water in the boat than there should be. You know, it does get, you know, you get in a big waves, you start going, oh my goodness, we're going to drown! And Jesus responded, why are you afraid? And that's what I started thinking about. Hey, I don't want to be afraid of anything. I don't want to live in fear.
you have so little faith. It's about faith. Then he got up and he rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. That's what happens when Jesus is in your life. And I started to think for myself, one of my main things that I feel that we're called to do as Christians is bring calm. When everything else is panicking, you're not panicking. You're going, I live by faith. And, you know, and after listening, the fact that we're, you know, talking about the persecuted church, doesn't that just bring everything that we're facing into pretty much insignificance? It's just nothing, you know, compared with what's happening in other places around the world. We've got it made. We're living the dream. We're living other people's dreams. People all over the world are dreaming that they could live where we live and where we are. Speak to the storm, rebuke the storm, bring calm. And I've just been speaking to the storm. You know, speak to the storms in your life, rebuke them. Go, God, I want to be someone who carries faith, not fear. I want to be someone who makes a difference. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 2, Paul's writing to the church, and I think it's Thessalonica. Is that what you say? Yeah. So he's writing to their church there, and they've been persecuted. I don't know if you know that. They were quite a persecuted church. And in verse 2 it says, we always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. Look, being in thanksgiving is always a good stance to be. Are you thankful for what's happening in your life? Are you thankful for the good things? Do you live in thanksgiving? I think we've got to constantly be praying and being thankful. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and your enduring hope. And the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus. Despite persecution, they were doing faithful work, loving deeds, and enduring hope. No, giving hope to people. And, you know, they had faith, love, and hope because of the Lord Jesus, not because of what was going on in the world. And, you know, I just think it's amazing that Mary's talked about seeing Jesus. I think we've got to see Jesus more. You know, I think some of what's happening is a little bit of we take our eyes off Jesus and we get our eyes on whatever is around us. And there's a couple of good illustrations of that when the storm and Peter jumping out of the boat. I see a lot of Christians are sinking. They've got out of the boat, but now they've started looking around and going, oh my goodness, the world's coming to an end. What's going to happen? And you've got to just come back and get your eyes back on Jesus. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is the hope of the world. We've got the hope of the world in our lives. We should be carriers of hope. Not carriers of fear. And carrying on in 1 Thessalonians there. Verse 5, for when we brought you the good news, it was not only with words, but also with power. For the Holy Spirit gave you full assurance that what we said was true. And you know of our concern for you from the way we lived when we were with you. So you received the message with joy. And the Holy Spirit, in spite of severe suffering, it brought you. I don't know about you, none of us are really facing severe suffering. Nothing like what is in other parts of the world. Nothing like what these guys were facing. In this way, you imitate both us and the Lord. As a result, you have become an example to all the believers in Greece and throughout both Macedonia and Achaia. I don't know whether I said that right. Good news is contagious. Good news is contagious. We've got the cure to spiritual disease. We've got the cure to life. We're carriers of good news. Jesus didn't come for the broken. Oh, he did come for the broken. There you go. Were you listening there? I was not reading my mind. He didn't come for the healthy. He came for the broken. Jesus came for you and me. We're broken. We need Jesus. Jesus is who we need in our lives. Jesus is the answer. In fact, Andre Crouch sang a good song about that, didn't he? Jesus is the answer for the world today. How many people just remember that just out of curiosity? Okay, good song. My father used to sing it around the house. So I was young when that happened. Andre Crouch and the Disciples. That was anyhow, there we go. I don't know why I told you that. You know, people would come to Jesus and he would take away their fear, their anxiety. He would bring healing. He would bring hope. He was a carrier of good news. In verse 8, it went on in the early church, and now the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere. even beyond Macedonia and Achaia, for wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God. Here's my question. When people talk about you, what do they talk about? Do they talk about your faith in God? Is that what you're known for? Man, I know that person, man, they've got strong faith. They're firm in their faith. See, what if our faith was more contagious? It'd make a bigger difference. Our faith should be contagious. Your faith is contagious. You're either carrying something. Everybody's carrying something. Everybody feeds off somebody when they interact, don't they? You interact, you either go away going, oh man, I'm glad I talked to them. You know, there is some people, you look and you see them coming, you think, oh, I can't deal with them today, and you walk the other way. What do they carry? What do they carry? You know, are you someone who carries life? Springs of living water. Jesus said you'd have springs of living water. What does that mean? That means when you interact with people, they should sense the living water coming out of you. They should sense the life. They should go away more positive because they've interacted with you. Even if you end up going, let me just pray for you. It's contagious. What we have spreads. You know, Jesus, wherever he went, it spread. His reputation, even though he was trying to say, don't tell anybody, they told. Why? Because it was good news. He made a difference. He healed people. He made a difference everywhere he went. And the disciples did the same thing. It became contagious. Are you contagious with hope? Are you contagious with love? There were three reasons that the church in Thessalonians there were making a difference. They had a faithful work. They were faithful in their work. I don't know about you, you know, sometimes with all the news around, you can actually end up going into a cave. You can actually, you know, yes, we get put in a cave with lockdown, but you can start looking more inward. And one of the worst things I think that we can do is become inward looking. We got to look outwards. We have the best opportunities we've ever had. This has created opportunities, faithful work, loving deeds, and enduring hope. We need to be carriers, carrying that hope to people. Fear is contagious, but so is faith. So is hope. So is love. I want to be someone that carries faith. I want to be someone that gives people faith. Hey, despite everything, Jesus is still on the throne. I have Jesus in my boat. I have the hope of the world. The church isn't a building, you know, because I've had people say, oh, you're worried about what's going to happen to church? No, not really. If we can't meet, so what? Like, I love meeting. I think it's an important, there's something about coming together. There's something about the presence of God that comes as we meet together. But the church isn't a building. Man, you know, you think of somewhere like China, the underground church. They don't have any buildings. They're thriving. How will you know that, how will they know that we're his disciples? Whether you've been vaccinated or not been vaccinated? Because we love. Because we love one another. It's a far more powerful thing than anything else that we carry. Do you carry love? Do we love each other the way we should? Do we help our community? We've got more of an opportunity to help people than we've ever had before. You know? Yeah, we can talk a little bit and say, yeah, well, it's pretty scary. Maybe Jesus is coming back. You know, especially with backslidden Christians, I often say that. Well, you know, look at what's happening. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. Need to get your life right, don't you? You know, it's the opportunity, but you've got to speak hope. We've got to be hope dealers. You've got to deal in hope. People need hope. You know, it's a bit of a wake-up call. You know, people saying, hey, is things going to get back to normal? Well, what is normal? Normal is comfortable. Normal was probably a little bit selfish. Normal was spiritually safe. Whereas now you're going, hey, I need to pray a little bit more. Man, I'm facing some stuff. I go, good. Good. If it gets to church praying, that's a good thing. You know, maybe. It's an opportunity to pray with people. I'm finding more and more I'm getting these opportunities to pray. People are open to prayer. And my feeling is they're going to come even more open in the next year. You know, my hope isn't in the government. I pray for the government, and God says, let's pray, pray, God help them. They need the help, but my hope's not in them. My hope's not in the doctors. I love them and I appreciate them, but that's not where my hope is. My hope isn't in some group that's going to change everything. My hope's in Jesus. Or my hope's not even in spiritual leaders that are just going to make it all happen for us. No, 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 my hope's in Jesus. Jesus is. Listen to this. My hope is in the one who spoke the world into being. The one who is all-knowing, all-powerful. The one who heals blind eyes, opens deaf ears, who has the power to raise the dead. That's who my hope's in. And I don't know about you, now I feel secure. Now I feel like, man, I'm okay. We can face anything. Bring it on. We're okay. We can do this. We've got Jesus with us. I'm a hope spreader. Jesus is the door through who we enter. He's our spiritual bread that strengthens our soul. He's the one who delivers the captives, restores the broken, strengthens the weak. Ooh, I get excited. He is our provider, our comforter, our strength, our source, our redeemer, our rock, our sustainer, our assurance, our firm foundation. He's our shelter in times of trouble. He is our light when the world is dark. You and I, we're the light of the world. He's put his light in us. We should be shining more than ever. We should be just so excited and full of hope that people ask you, what's going on in your life? Well, I've got Jesus. He is our light when the world is dark. He is the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the resurrection and the life. His goodness is indescribable. His power is incomprehensible. His grace is irresistible. At his name, darkness trembles. Man, we don't need to fear anything. Man, demons flee. Death could not defeat him. The grave could not hold him. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of all. Don't you feel excited? Don't you feel secure? We need to be carriers of hope. Carriers of hope everywhere we go. Fear is contagious, but so is faith. Hate is contagious, but so is love. Worry is contagious, but so is hope. Faithful work, loving deeds, enduring hope. You know, the more we start looking outwards, musicians, you can come. The more we start looking outwards, the bigger our world gets. I'm so conscious. The more I keep looking at myself and get inward, the smaller my world becomes. The more I'm looking at opportunities. You know, there's opportunities all the time. I say to people often, look, the opportunity of a lifetime comes around once a month. The opportunity for you to share, the opportunity to make a difference. It's there every week. We're the ones who've got this hope. Are you contagious with hope? Are you contagious with the gospel? When's the last time you shared the gospel? When's the last time you just said something to your neighbors, sowed a seed, did something, and made a difference in their lives? Let's pray. Lord, I pray for every single person here, no matter what they're facing. Lord, I pray that they would just put their hope and their trust in you. There's nothing too difficult for you. All things are possible through him who we believe in. Man, Lord, I pray we'd be carriers of that hope, carriers of life. Lord, that living water would come from our words and what we do. Lord, that our life, Lord, we'd even speak life. Father, I just see somebody, you get words for people, and I just see you giving these words that are putting hope into the people's hearts, putting hope into people's lives, sending them words of encouragement where you're lifting them up. Lord, help us. Lord, I pray you'd help us to share your gospel. Lord, I pray every person in this room would have an opportunity this week to share something about you. Maybe even pray with someone, encourage someone, lift somebody up. Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray for those that are facing fearful things, Lord. Lord, I pray right now faith would come. Hope would come. just see someone and you, you've got somebody in your life and they're just full of fear. And in fact, you've been trying to work out, what can I do to help them? And I just see you walking in and speaking faith, speaking love, giving them verses. Maybe even every day, you're just sending them these verses. And I can just see the light coming in. And it's like you're lifting them up. It's like Peter, when he's slipping, that you've put out your hand, you know, Jesus's hand, you know, where his hands and his feet, and you're lifting that person up with your words of encouragement and your words of life. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You're in this atmosphere, why don't you just think of somebody who does need lifting up, someone that you could send something to, encouraging. You might even ring them up, you might even take them something, but just someone in that's in your world that you've just sensed, man, I just feel they're under the pump. Lord, help us to be faithful of love, faithful in our deeds. Lord, I pray we'd be carriers of hope.